Hello and welcome to another iteration of Behind the Beer WNC, a podcast where the friends gather around the table and we banter about all sorts of things. But a lot of times it's usually high school sports and primarily high school football. But it can go off the rails at any time. As you well know, we can talk about just about anything. And joining me today, Mike Anderson, Lewis Anderson, Carson Jones, as usual. But this is kind of nice, gentlemen. This is the first time all four of us have been around the table since, like, April.
It is nice. You know, Pat missed several weeks because he was busy. And Lewis was traveling the country.
I missed 1 week. One. And I was on vacation.
That was a long week.
Was Pat helping out with the Biden-Harris transition?
Yes.
I was not at all involved in anything political.
You are involved in the assassination attempt?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Are you the water tower gunner?
No.
Pat is the one who...
I'm an overweight, middle-aged
Pat
man.
Pat made the call to Biden and said that you're out.
Oh, he's the one that decided.
I did not.
Pat was on the call of the very, very high-end Dems.
That makes sense.
No.
Yeah. He's the biggest donor, right?
Oh, that is not true.
Hey, let's talk about Carson just a second.
Okay, yeah, Carson.
Can you believe he's wearing jorts and a tank top?
Well, he is 13.
I mean, did you make those jorts yourself? Were they actual jeans before?
This like White Man Can't Jump?
I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt for all the listeners.
He's wearing jorts.
Jean shorts.
What are jorts?
Jean shorts.
They're like blue jean shorts you make yourself. You got to cut them off.
I know you've never been that poor, but we've done that before.
I made those when I was a young kid, too, but them jorts.
Oh, Daisy Dukes. Daisy Dukes are what you made.
Those were what they were called but the young ladies wore those.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow.
Do you want to share more about these young ladies and Daisy Dukes?
It was the 1970s and 80s. Dukes of Hazzard was actually on television.
I used to watch it.
Roscoe P. Coltrane.
I had the record.
Boss Hogg.
The Waylon Jennings record. I never forget my mom got mad and threw it against the wall because I listened to it too many times.
No more. Did she break it?
Oh, yeah. It shattered.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of age, I know that my age has come into question many times on this show.
Yes.
I've got my 10-year high school reunion coming up this fall. Where are you guys at?
I'm at 20 this fall.
You're at 20?
Yeah.
Mike?
I'm at 30 this year.
30?
The math breaks down after a certain point when it comes to me. Class of 88.
So
28 will be coming up on 40. Is that right?
Oh, wow.
We're about 10 years apart, the three of us, and then you.
I think we're all about
10. Yeah, we're 10 years apart.
Yeah, 10 years apart.
Yeah. 10, so we 20, 30, cover lots of generations.
Hey, we should do a trivia thing. Mm-hmm. Like, we could dominate in some trivia somewhere.
We could.
Yeah,
we should.
We cover a lot of years.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know the current pop culture, so if we get those types of questions, I'm your guy.
Oh, you're the one.
I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is good to have the boys back.
Just because you showed up listening to WAP doesn't mean anything.
Pat wouldn't show up until it was halfway over.
That is true. Yep.
Pat and Carson both. Lewis and I would be there doing the best we could. Then you guys would roll in halfway through.
We're the closers.
We are. We're the closers, baby.
Yes.
That's where it's myself for a living.
Carson is the son that Pat never had.
That's just.
I have a son.
Everybody knows Pat has a son. It's the daughter.
Oh, yeah. He has a daughter, too. That's true.
Pat, you want to tell us about your experiences this weekend?
Oh, I'm exhausted. So, Charlie. Decided to get a job in the ER at Baptist Health up in Richmond.
Does anybody else think it's weird that Pat wanted a son so bad he named his daughter Charlie?
Mary was the one that made that, and that story is because Mary's mother's name is Charlene, and she was killed in a car accident in 1987. Well,
are you trying to make me feel
bad? You opened up that box.
Now I feel bad.
So Charlie is named for her mother, or her mother's mother, rather.
So anyway, your weekend.
So Charlie gets this job at Baptist Health in Richmond and moves into her own apartment. So I get up last week, crack of dawn, and drive up there, meet the movers, and get Charlie moved into her new apartment. So that was great. And then yesterday, we did the early morning drive up and drop Brendan off at Eastern Kentucky for football, he reported. And now we're empty nesters, and I'm tired.
Carson, you only have another 20 years or so to look forward to.
Yeah, I'm not quite an empty nester. We've got a 2-year-old that just does not like sleep. So if there's any feedback or any advice...
straight liquor.
Jameson.
Okay. Okay. I'll try and sell that to the mom.
Yeah.
That's hard.
You don't have to tell her anything.
That is true.
You're the man of the house,
yeah,
Carson.
That is true. But no, he is still... He's wide open though, and he's two, and he wants to wear his baseball shoes. So now his baseball spikes that he was got given for his second birthday from his great grandmother. I did not realize how big of an issue that was going to become, because now he wants to wear his baseball cleats inside the house everywhere.
Are they metal spikes?
No, they're not metal.
They should not be metal.
So it still hurts when he steps on your hand or steps on something. But no, shout out to all the dads. It's just it is not easy.
No, you're at the beginning. We've all been there.
It's not easy. And the fact that you guys have all done it, I know that it's doable.
It is. So yes, if I can get two out the door, you can too.
If Pat can hire two nannies to get this thing done, agony, you can do it.
So the question is so Whitney had, someone came into her office and it flew around the whole floor of the nurses and doctor stuff. There was a 50-year-old that came in with a 4-month-old.
Mm.
Oh,
that sounds absolutely terrifying.
Oh my!
Right. So then you're 68 before you get them out of school
when they're graduating high school, and I'm running out of energy. I'm 28.
Oof.
So I don't know if that's in my cards. I think I'm going to be far done.
What's the number? How many are you thinking you have?
Oh, I mean, I'd like a village, but
7, 8.
I wanted 4 or 5.
What?
I wanted 4 or 5, and then I had 1.
You don't.
That has changed. That has changed.
No.
I don't know.
What, 7 or 8? Are you Catholic?
No. Okay. But we like. I mean, we'd like a couple.
So
I think,
I'm old.
Yeah,
that's true.
And when I had my children back in the Mesolithic era, the financial planners all said you can count on from age 0. To 18, not college, $250,000 per kid.
Oh, that's increased drastically.
That's much more now.
Pre-COVID, I would think.
Yeah. So I don't know what you're selling over there at your facility, but you better sell a lot of it.
Well, he sells oil, and then you can meet him at the back door for some other things.
That's not true.
I don't know if I want to get those things.
Well, it's not 4 or 5 anymore, Pat. It's not 4 or 5 anymore.
Oh, good. Whew.
So
does the boss know this?
Yeah, I think she's on board as well.
Okay.
But they say everyone's different. The next one we have, like, may love sleep. And I'm like, well, that'd be my favorite child, for sure. That'd be my favorite.
Yeah, you'll get that one that's, you know. And then you're like, well, I'll have one more. And then it doesn't work out.
So.
When you have the good one, stop there.
All I know is we can get back to the point of this pod by saying, I cannot wait. It's just tough right now. So he wants to stay up late. It's like, what? I mean, now that there's Olympics on, which is whatever, but it was so nice when, I mean, I'll never forget there was a weekend in December where it was just Mac action. It was just Mac football. Monday night there was games. Tuesday night there was games. I cannot wait for football games to be played, and we are getting close, guys.
We are.
We're getting close.
So high school football, the first is Thursday. That'll put us 23 days away from the first high school football game.
From kickoff. I mean,
but we have football on Thursday, right?
Yeah, we have an NFL game.
Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, Hall of Fame game on Thursday. Hallelujah.
Preseason football is much similar to watching grass grow.
Absolutely.
Hey, at least it beats watching baseball.
Settle down.
Come on, Pat.
I agree, Pat.
You know what the best part of watching baseball is? And I do like going to watch baseball. But the people watching is fantastic as well. You know, you got the inning change. You can kind of take a look at what's going on, who's buying what.
Is this where you watch the guys in the tight pants?
I'm watching the entire area.
I was umpiring last night. Carson was on the field next to us, and we were watching his game. It was much more interesting than mine. And he came in the bottom of the ninth or top of the ninth.
Adult baseball it's an absolute scene. If you've not been up to Bob Lewis and watched it, there's just a lot of older gentlemen that just still love the game. And it's funny how serious some people take it.
I watched Carson play third and bobble a couple, and then I watched him pitch a little bit. And
it's easier to get an out if the ball goes in your glove. I've come to that conclusion. It's just a matter of, like, getting down to field a ball is not like it used to be.
Mm-mm.
It's not.
Well, Carson, you're like 19 years old.
Yep.
How old are you?
I'll 28, be 29 right? in November.
Yeah. Ugh. I wish I could 29. Be 29 again.
Yeah.
Lewis, what have you been into?
That was 1999 for me.
Hey, we're going to party like it's 1999.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What have you been into?
Last couple of weeks.
Well, whenever you want to talk about it, it's fine.
It's been a trip to Calgary, trip to Santee Cooper, Folly Beach. Probably missing something, but that's about it.
Yeah, that sounds exciting.
Yep, Calgary's a good spot. Anybody ever goes up there, go check out Banff. Amazing hikes up there. people in Calgary are amazing too. I met a lot of cool people up there, but just a good place to visit.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. What about you, Mike? Racing?
Racing. Yeah, racing up iron. 2 weeks ago, we had a race at Dillon Motor Speedway down Dillon, South Carolina. Picked up the win. I love winning. My favorite photos, victory lane photos.
Victory lane photos.
Got a win with Carson Ware, his dad. You might know him, the cup owner, Rick Ware. We won that race. Carson also released a video this week. Carson,
electric.
Carson's not your typical race car driver. He put out some music video. He drives a race car. He does a lot of things that he's got. I've never
the
spotted
listeners
for
need to add Mike on Facebook so they can see this video.
I've never spotted for a young man with tattoos on his neck. Nothing wrong with it, but I've just never, you know, racing, that's not common. He's got face and neck tattoos, and great guy. I love Carson. Good driver, and he also does music videos.
That's awesome.
Like what kind of genre of music?
What would you consider it, Carson? It's not like rap music. It's, what would you call it?
I don't know what that genre is, but it's like for the younger listeners, which I know we have and they will relate, it's like very similar to like an MGK. So okay. Machine Gun Kelly, very similar to that.
So if you want to check him out, it's on YouTube. It's spelled Carsn. There's no O. And the name of the song is Deathbed. I mean, it's not as bad as you think.
Yeah, no,
it's a love song.
Give it a
love
chance.
Song.
Give it a chance.
Yeah, check it out. Check it out. It's very catchy. I've listened to it a couple times just because I'm like, this is kind of catchy.
Now, I thought about you gentlemen on my vacation. Because you all own pickup trucks, and I aspire to have a pickup truck one day, but... We went north on State Route 12 over there on the Outer Banks, and we came to the end of the pavement, but apparently that's not the end of NC-12. It is a beach road that goes all the way up into Corolla and Duck, and there's some cool houses up there you can rent and stay and see the horses.
Did you take the Sub?
I did not take the Sub. We were actually on a tour to go see the horses up there, so they had a Humvee tour thing.
Did you jump on a wild horse and ride it bareback?
I did not. No, you're not allowed to. It's illegal. You can't touch or feed the horses.
He's not going to break the rule.
That's true. I won't. I'm not a rule breaker.
When I was up there last time, I did feed the horses and pet them.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do that.
It's Lewis. Okay.
Did you drive your truck on the beach?
I did not, but I did feed the horses.
Why didn't you drive your truck on the beach?
I have nightmares about like the tide coming in, my truck getting swept out.
That's funny.
Have you seen that video?
I have. I've seen the videos. Yeah.
Would you drive your truck on the beach, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you don't own a truck.
I don't own a truck, but I would drive a truck on the beach.
He would drive someone else's truck on the beach.
I would like to drive a truck on the beach.
Pat, I would have loaned you my truck.
Now, I thought about you specifically, Mike, because when we were going up, and the NC-12 on the beach road, it's a wide swath of beach, right? All these people would set up in big gaps between them, so you were kind of on your own. You had your own little place, but they'd line up like three or four pickup trucks with their backs out toward the ocean, but not in any danger of the water. But they would set up their whole grilling apparatus. Some guy had that thing you have, that the walk,
Blackstone.
Whatever.
The Blackstone.
Yeah, that dude, he's throwing it all together, and the food's flying, and everybody's drinking beer and having a fine time out there all day swimming and doing that.
I love my Blackstone. I think it makes the party.
Yes. So there you go. I thought of it.
There can't be a good party without a Blackstone.
Definitely not a tailgate.
No. You guys think we should talk about some football?
Yeah. Yes, we probably should.
So on our last pod, we talked about the ACT had put out all the different positions, and we talked about what we thought. Well, there were two positions they put out after, and so we just want to talk about them real quick. One is Lewis's favorite, tight ends, and they only listed seven of them. We have Isaiah Turner from Mitchell at number six, Graham Cannon from Inca, 6'3", 225. That's a big tight end. Number five was Bridger Jones from Tuscola. Four was Luke Smith from Cherokee. Three, Tyler Nash, West Henderson, 6'5", 250. That's an offensive lineman, my friends, not a tight end. Anyway, big kid. Two, Kaysen Jones, Carson's favorite player at Mount Heritage, 6'3", 200. And number one, Dylan Galloway from Brevard, 6'4", 225. And I noticed he had some offers from App State and some other guys. At 6'4", that helps.
Those are some good size, and I think there it looks like Kaysen was on the list. Was he a defensive end? Was he a linebacker or something like
defensive
that?
Defensive end.
So I think what you'll see is some of the best football players, they might play multiple positions.
Especially at the smaller schools. Especially
the smaller school, yeah, exactly. Definitely.
1A, 2A, even some, you're going to see some at the 3A. I know even Reynolds play some people both ways, especially as the year goes on. Injuries, people get worn down.
I mean, you'd have to think just looking at the, you know, just the numbers. I mean, Tyler Nash, if he can move a little bit, I mean, that's a big, big youngin.
Yeah, 6 foot. You imagine that's trying to tackle him in space?
Yeah, but imagine a target. You know, we've talked this whole time about a target without Truitt. It's like, I mean, that could be a very good option for the quarterback at West.
So the other thing they talked about was kickers. You don't coach a kicker, guys.
Yeah, we learned that from Coach Laws.
So, number 10, they did put 10. Tanner Jackson from Hendersonville. TC's kicker, a sophomore, Hanson Garcia at 9. Number 8 was William Sinclair from Franklin. 7, I'm going to say Khalil Yawn from Avery, a senior. 6, Gabe Jones from East Henderson, a junior. Number 5, Daniel Riddle from Franklin. He's a senior. Number 4, Spencer Thompson from Christ School. He's a junior. Spencer's first year of football was last year. He never played football, kicked, or anything before. 3, Chris Wences from Mitchell. He's a senior. Number 2, Joshua Sandoval from West Henderson, also a senior. And number 1, you ever heard of this guy, Pat?
I have. Yes, Rossi's quite a talented kicker.
Go ahead
kicker.
And say his name.
Rossi Santiella? I'm
come on, you're
it,
the announcer for Reynolds.
I know, and I don't. I can't. I've said it so many different ways, and the cheese has been falling off my crackers so many times. So I'm sorry, Rossi. I'm butchering.
So Rossi from Reynolds, the number 1 kicker. Yes. I mean, I don't think there's any disagreement. That kid can.
Well, if you watched the playoff game last year,
yeah, against Kings Mountain,
yeah,
I mean, obviously, it was great that Max Guest got in there and ran in that touchdown to take the lead, and that and Aiden Hines got that onside kick and ran it back. But at the end of the day, the only reason any of that happened was because Rossi was able to pin that offense down every single time and flip the field.
Exactly. Coach Craig did a great job. Absolutely no offense. But the kicker, you know, who doesn't get coached, did awesome.
So is Rossi a soccer player as well?
I don't know that. I see all his videos there up on the social media posts of him literally at football kicking camps. So I don't know if he does the soccer thing as well, but there is constantly stuff up about what he's working on and what he's doing with that.
What a weapon to have. In
absolutely.
High, I mean, what a weapon to have in high school football.
Oh, man. And you guys saw that game. It was impressive what he was able to do last year. And to have him back and be able to have that in your arsenal, too. I mean, it's going to be good.
I think it's key in these tight races and these conferences to have a solid kicker.
Yeah.
You know, Christ School's kicker, very solid. We enjoyed him. I can't imagine having Rossi and just his ability to not only the field goals, the extra points, but also punt. I mean, he's... Yeah. He's on point for all 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can negate their special teams play if you can kick it off every time into the end zone and just basically put an end to that.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, a lot of the breakdowns that are going to happen on special teams are going to be on kickoffs.
Yep.
Guys are not staying in their lanes, not able to make the tackle in space. So you kick it in the end zone. You take that out of the equation altogether.
When Brevard returned that ball to the half yard line, was that that was on a kickoff, right?
It was. You're talking about against Reidsville.
Against Reidsville.
Yeah.
Deep in the playoffs.
Yes. Yep. So next up, the North Carolina High School Overtime released their 8-8 top 15. 8-8, of course, our area code, Lewis. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, but it doesn't include everybody. It's weird.
What do you mean it doesn't include everybody?
Well, I mean, Inca's not on here.
Wait, it's the top 15.
Oh, just the top 15.
The top 15.
I see.
Let's start at 15, Carson. Asheville School, 15. 2-time state champion. Pretty good football team. 14 is Robbinsville. 13 is Mitchell. 12 is Swain. 11 is Bunker Hill. I'm not familiar with Bunker Hill, but they make some great chili.
Jeez.
We get it from... Ingles, Walmart.
I think it's outside of Hickory.
It is.
That right?
It's right outside of Hickory.
It is. I'm just kidding. But they do make good chili. 10, Mount Heritage. So we had this conversation last week, Lewis, Mount Heritage, Robbinsville. They're saying Mount Heritage is 10 places better.
Well, we'll see it on the field. Better. Robbinsville, they got a lot of rings to prove.
They did lose a generational talent.
That's okay. Next man up.
So you still think Robbinsville takes care of Mount Heritage?
100%.
Wow.
Mount Heritage, they returned a lot of good players.
Yeah, they did.
Let's just be honest. I don't like Mount Heritage. I have to play them. Don't like them.
So there's that's inherent bias the, in
the
your
most
analysis.
The honest that Lewis has ever been. I love it.
They're the most awesome. Rude individuals I've ever encountered. So
we're really? Not the ones who called us the crazy podcast.
That was Mitchell.
That was Mitchell. They're not on the list, are they?
They are. Hang on. No, we already passed them. They're 13.
I think they're too high.
So nine, our friends at West Henderson.
Yep.
Eight, Brevard. But I think Brevard is going to make another deep playoff run.
Yeah, they had a great team
so
last
too.
Year.
Yeah.
Seven, TC. Six, Asheville.
Mm.
Five, Pisgah. So based on this, they're saying Pisgah is going to finish in front of West in the Mountain Seven.
Sure, hold on a minute. Let's back up.
Okay.
After all the controversy and everything from Asheville last year, they're going to be better than TC?
That's what they're saying.
And I really, after the TC coach interview, I got some strong faith in him and those guys over there. I mean, I think TC is going to be much better than Asheville.
Now, when we talked to Court, he was talking pretty highly about that offensive line that he's got coming
yes, he
on.
Was.
He was pretty pumped.
He was one of the few
him.
Coaches that said he had some depth at offensive line.
That's yeah. good. I mean, he's going to have another couple of receivers leave mid-game or what?
I think it goes back. I don't think it's the craziest thing because I think it goes back to that. Besides Reynolds, I think the next three could be real competitive for that next spot.
Who's the third?
Asheville, TC.
Who's Reynolds. The third one?
He's talking about Reynolds.
Okay.
Reynolds, Asheville, TC.
Right. Well, I was actually
talking about Irwin?
Take Reynolds out of it, but it's like I think if Irwin's got their whole
yes.
entire offensive line coming back.
That's what so I'm thinking.
Like
Irwin.
Three,
they got the quarterback
those,
and the offensive
they've got
line.
A lot of returning experience. They don't have much. Coach Pruitt said they don't have much coming back on defense. That was their biggest question mark. But obviously, when you know what your weaknesses are, they've had a whole year to try and plan and plan and come up with a game plan for that. I think those three games could be real competitive.
There could be some fantastic games in the MAC this
year. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So number five, we said Pisgah, four, Christ School.
Yeah, now, Mike, this is Luke's senior year, man. What's the story with Christ School?
Well, good news out of the Christ School
camp. It's funny you asked that. So, we haven't had our interview with Coach Walker yet.
No.
But the roster came out. So Luke and I basically Googled all the kids he wasn't familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Canadian kid coming. He was the Athlete of the Year in Canada. Texas kid, Florida kid, Georgia kid. We got some athletes coming.
Wow.
It's going to be a good year.
So Coach Walker got some good recruiting done.
He did. He did.
Which is funny to say.
Which is completely legal.
It's actually, he can actually do that.
So Christ School's got some fantastic talent coming in. Can they mesh in 3 weeks and be ready to go? Because they report August 5th, first game August 23rd.
Well, see, that's the weird thing. And like all the public schools, they're already having summer workouts. They're doing all this. They're meshing. They're doing all these things. You guys aren't doing that yet.
Well, because a lot of the kids don't live in Asheville.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they will meet on August 5th, and everybody will move into a dorm and practice. They have a whole day's schedule. It's nothing but football for the entire day.
So it looks
from
like
7 to 10.
Some of the athletes they brought in some receivers and whatnot, and Mason's still getting a lot of traction as far as collegiate-wise. I think he just picked up an offer. Let's see. I know he already had a Florida State one, but he just got another Power 5 offer.
South Carolina.
So another SEC offer last week. And so you just have to imagine if he's got some pieces to throw to.
So
he's got his line coming back.
On paper, the receivers and DBs, which we thought was going to be a weak point, look good on the paper.
Now, your quarterback, though, like Carson was just saying,
sophomore.
He's getting a lot of attention collegiately, but I got the impression that last year you were getting, that was kind of
a
suspect.
It was abysmal last year.
So what's the deal? Why the attention now?
Listen, he had attention last year. He's a fantastic 7-on-7 quarterback.
Okay.
He's got good measurables.
He goes to camp. He looks good. He's got good measurables.
Is he 6'4", 200, 6'5"?
Yeah.
I mean,
he
looks the part.
He's 6'4". I don't think he's quite 200, maybe 190. Sophomore. He's got the measurables. He looks good. Can he do it in a game? That's what I'm looking for. Can he do it in a game? That was the tough part last year. Now, we played a schedule that was the toughest schedule in the state of North Carolina.
Yes. Yeah.
So there were no easy games where you rack up big yards, big points.
Yeah.
Schedule a little bit easier this year, not quite as tough. So will he be able to put up points? Will he be able to gain
confidence?
Yeah. Like Carson said, we have our entire offensive line back. We brought in some new guys at wide receiver and DB, including Akeem from Reynolds. it looks like we could have a good year on paper. Yep. So we'll see.
That's what's exciting, though, because, you know, on paper, it's like once the pads start hitting and whatnot, it's like that's the fun part. It really, you can have a good idea, but it's exciting. It's just like seeing exciting what's Wes going to be without Truett. It's exciting to see what they're going to be. What's Reynolds going to do?
Yeah.
How is Reynolds going to look where they can sit back, they can throw the ball 40 times
yeah.
if they wanted to?
So three is Reynolds.
So you think three versus four? I mean,
it's never going to happen ever.
I mean, we have two very never prominent people in those communities that
never
maybe
happened
get this,
even in a scrimmage.
Get a scrimmage game going. Anything? I mean,
never
going
to happen.
All the coaches are going to be listening. How about let's put it out there?
Two is Watauga. One is Hickory. I don't think there's any question. Hickory number one.
Correct.
They bring back a lot of the key pieces from last year. You're going to have to beat them.
Yes.
That quarterback can sling it.
Watauga's the questionable one at two. You know, Reynolds brings in some big offensive pieces. I don't know if I'd have them at two or three. I'm really interested to see what they're going to do in the first four. I think, you know, this will answer a lot of questions.
I would, like I said, I don't know as much about Watauga, but I would probably have Reynolds over Watauga, but that's just me.
Now, you know, I mean, they have a lot of holes to fill on that defense on the Reynolds side. But we all know Coach Craig always figures that out.
He is the best coach in the country.
And well, you know, I tend to think he's got the chops to do it. So I think he's going to be able to field a team out there. And obviously, I think the word I'm getting is that offensive line, obviously there were some question marks. They seem to be gelling pretty well from what I'm hearing. So that could be boding well. And if you take a look, Coach Morgan, obviously he's a good offensive coordinator in general, but he's going to be able to, if the defenses crowd that box, I think we talked about it, he's going to turn Eli loose to sling that ball to somebody and open it up. And then when they back off into that cover two, well, then here you go, Mr. Guest, have at it. So, I mean, it could
definitely be the most balanced offense they've had in many years.
For sure.
So the big question mark for me on this list, Pisgah, I don't think they're number five. I think they're below TC. They're below Asheville. But they're below Brevard. I think they're more like eight. And I think them and West Henderson are going to battle it out for the Mountain Seven.
So you think Pisgah could beat Robbinsville?
Absolutely.
You do?
I do think they could.
Wow.
On a neutral site.
Oh, we didn't say that.
At Robbinsville, we've established.
We all know it's hard to win.
We all know it's hard to win at Robbinsville. But it goes back to...
You think Robbinsville could beat Asheville School?
Absolutely.
You think so?
Asheville School, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty decent.
They
have a lot of athletes.
They don't play a very good schedule. I think Asheville School probably doesn't belong on the list.
I would agree with Mike. I don't.
Is that
Asheville
just
school
because Christ School that's their rival?
No.
Okay.
No.
We watched the game and we watched
how we've seen them play.
Christ School struggled all year against the type of teams they played, and truthfully, they had their way against Asheville School.
Yeah, with Asheville School, they play a very weak schedule. I don't think. Listen, Ricky Tolbert at Reynolds had trouble.
Absolutely.
He struggled.
Yeah, a lot of pressure.
He moved to Asheville School. He puts up big numbers against
I got a question.
Smaller
Hypothetical.
Teams.
Okay.
Sure.
Asheville School, I'd like all three of you to answer. Asheville School plays Inca and North Buncombe. Do they sweep both of those teams?
I would say they do just because of the athletes they have.
I think they do as well, yes. As long as they're healthy. Asheville School, much like Christ School, very thin. You don't have a lot of depth. If they're at their peak, they got all their guys. They beat Inkin with Buncombe, no problem.
Yeah. Okay.
I think they probably finish. So Reynolds, TC, Asheville, however you want to put those guys, Irwin. Then I think it's Asheville School.
So they're clearly above the North Buncombe and Incas, but they're clearly behind the other.
You know, we had this conversation with Derek last week. You know, where does Christ School stack up? And he gave his opinion. I just don't think Asheville School is even in the same conversation. They're in the second half of that conference.
I think they're in the North Buncombe Irwin. I mean, the North Buncombe Inca conversation. But that's just me, and I could be way.
They have
off
a few
there.
More athletes.
Yeah. I just don't.
I mean, they got a kid going to Virginia at linebacker.
I mean, definitely.
Well, I mean, let's talk about something important real quick.
Okay.
Week one, Inca. You ready to predict the outcome?
Who are they playing, Owen?
Yeah, they're playing Owen.
Inca Owen, week one.
What's the score going to be, Carson?
Hell, it could be a tie.
I mean, come on.
It could be a tie.
I don't know. I'm gonna,
listen,
we're just playing ring around the rosy.
Faircloth, the head coach, that's... Yeah. That was, yeah, I'm going
to... Well, he hadn't quit in the last 4 weeks.
No. I'm picking Owen.
Are you?
Yeah, I want Owen to win. I will probably pick Inca, I want Owen to win.
I think Owen wins that game.
What do you think the score is going to be?
It's going to be like 8-7.
8-7.
8-7, go for two.
Yeah, you go for two to win the game. 8-7.
I think 12-6. I don't think they're making extra point.
12-6. I mean, it's not high scoring. I think Owen wins that game. What do you think, Pat?
The boys are already talking about it.
I'm going to take
Inca. You think? Of course
he is.
He lives right next to the school.
Yeah.
The school that he was not good enough for his son.
Agony.
Or his daughter.
Agony. I would take Inca.
So we've kind of hit on it, you know, the Mac with the finishing order. I mean, I think we're all in agreement that...
So this is not... Obviously, last year and this year, they have the big jamboree.
Yeah.
And there'll be some questions answered there, but, I mean, the Mac finishing order, Carson, what are you thinking?
I mean, it's a clear, obvious number one. Reynolds will finish at the top. I don't see them having a real competitive game this year, to be honest with you, and as far as conference goes. That's why, obviously, Shane... schedules the first four. I think the real debate, the real conversation start 2-3-4. And
I think there could be a fantastic race for 2-3-4.
I think it could be a fantastic race for 2-3-4. And I'm going to go, I believe that Robertson's got the question mark at quarterback. I mean, that losing the quarterback in that system, who obviously grew up, I mean, he ate dinner with the head coach. I mean, that was... With that being his dad, he knew the system very, very well. I'm going to go with, I think Robertson, that system is going to be easier for that quarterback to take over. He's going to have some athletes around him. I'm going to go with Robertson in the two spot. I'm going to go with Irwin in the three spot and Asheville in the four spot.
I think that's a very good prediction.
Did the Asheville guy just pick Asheville fourth? With you.
The Asheville guy just picked them fourth.
I think that you're correct on that.
Court, I'm
Shout
sorry.
Out to all my boys at Asheville.
There's too much controversy from last year, and all those guys still talking.
That's what it
is for me. Like, he couldn't control the locker room last year. What?
But you guys are crazy. It's going to be Reynolds number one.
Yes.
Asheville number two.
I agree.
TC number three and Irwin number four.
What are we going to put on the line here?
Have you ever heard of the reverse jinx? I want a reverse jinx Asheville. I got them finishing fourth.
He's trying to cover up.
I got them finishing fourth.
This is bull.
I got them finishing fourth with low expectations.
Listen, that Asheville Robertson game will be one for the ages.
It will.
Whoever wins that, I mean, it's going to be a hell of a game.
Yeah.
If they're both healthy.
Dude, I think Irwin could compete with them.
I think so too.
Yeah.
2, 3, and 4 are within a touchdown, in my opinion, right now.
A couple plays a game? A couple plays that determine, and they had changes momentum. If turnover luck.
What about the last two? North Buncombe, Inca?
McDowell, North Buncombe.
That's three. Who you thinking last three?
The last three, I'm going to go with, oof.
It's got to be North Buncombe, Inca, and then McDowell.
What?
I'm going to go with North Buncombe, McDowell, and then Inca.
Now, you all remember, and you already brought it up earlier, Mike. Last year when we were sitting around the table and we were doing this exact same thing, right. We were really high on Asheville and low on TC. And I went to that jamboree. And I got my tune changed. That jamboree, Mike, you brought up, I think we should all plan to go attend that.
I'm in.
Yeah. And then
we don't have
I think we can
year.
Probably make a more educated guess after we can see that, because it was a glaring difference, I thought.
So what are you thinking, Pat? Right now, obviously, we won't hold you to it. We'll wait till the jamboree, but obviously you got Reynolds number one.
I got Asheville number two. I do think that's going to be a game for the ages. But you're the Irwin team, man, with what they're bringing back.
They got that quarterback back.
And I think TC's got something going on over there, but they did lose, to your point, Carson, that quarterback.
I could see Irwin
in that three spot. I could.
Dude, they had some athletes back there. I mean, they had some...
We watched them practice.
They had some boys that could run.
I like the way TC looks.
Line wasn't super big.
None of them are anymore.
But none of them are. And I just don't know if it's... That's a tough system to defend. they're gonna have a couple guys back there that are gonna lead everything in rushing.
Well, I mean, the quarterback's a dog, right? I mean, he is a playmaker.
Are we talking about TC?
TC.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We've seen him practice.
Yes. Oh, you all did see him practice. Yeah. The guy that's taken over.
Right.
Okay. You showed up late, but we saw him practice.
Okay.
I mean, he's going to take over whether it's through the air or on the ground. He's going to be a game changer.
Listen, I'm going to say this. They may have got more athletic at quarterback.
Definitely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, now.
He's not probably not as smart.
He doesn't understand the system.
Correct.
Probably like Lex Dinwiddie did. Yeah. But I think he's a little more athletic.
Okay.
So if he's...
I think there's four guys that will be back there that can run the ball, and there won't be a super big drop-off between the four.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
It just seems that more people are... Football goes in cycles. We all ran the I, two running backs. You know, we ran the football.
The old box.
Then we all went to the spread.
Yeah.
And now I think you're going to see a lot of teams going back to the old school football.
Yeah.
With the four running backs, you know, and running the football because it's different and because teams aren't prepared for it.
Mm-hmm. It's real tough. I mean, every coach has said, talking about like the Robertsons and Watagas, it's like when you only have 1 week to prepare from, I mean, Friday night at 11 o'clock till the next Friday, you've got 1 week to prepare. You've got four practices. You've got four practices with your guys to really go over a whole new offense.
I just think that Irwin team, they're returning the quarterback. They're returning, you know, some good players. Irwin's going to be tough to beat.
I agree. I do. And, you know, talking with Coach, when we had that conversation with Coach Pruitt, you know, he certainly made his case. And I'm eager to see the Jamboree. It's going to be such a great battle. I think all the way up and down. I don't think Reynolds has it in a cakewalk. Obviously, I'm the Reynolds guy. I love them. I think they're awesome. But if you know they've got to, you know, I mean, Coach Craig's going to have to get defense on that field.
I don't know if there'll be a game within in the conference within 28 points
of
Reynolds.
That could go. That
listen,
way.
2, 3, 4, man, it could be fantastic. Now, Reynolds has got to stay healthy.
Yes.
Max has got to stay healthy. Yep. Quarterback's got to stay healthy. Either one of them go down.
That's a whole
obviously
different story.
That changes everything.
Or the line. The line has to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that they're very deep. I mean, they may be gelling at offensive line, but I don't know that they're very deep.
This kind of goes back to the
nobody's
stuff.
Deep at offensive line.
No, no. But I was talking to a couple Tuscola student athletes, and you know, one of their premier athletes is not playing football this next year. And he was telling me, I don't think we'll be very strong. And I was like, who's going to be quarterback? And he's like, it'll either be Jed West's little brother or the Reynolds transfer. And the Reynolds, it was, what was his name?
He was the JV quarterback.
Yeah.
Jed Bartlett. And he said he'd heard fine things about both of them. But, I mean, it looks like there could be a little QB competition because Jed was also like, I mean, Jed was a great quarterback, had a great relationship with the coach. So it looks like they've got two quarterbacks that might be competing for a spot.
So let's talk about the Mountain Seven. Obviously, Pisgah, West Henderson are kind of trending to be at the top. You still got Tuscola, Franklin, Smoky Mountain. North Henderson had a really good year last year, but lost how many seniors, Lewis?
21.
Whew. That's a lot of seniors on a football program that's not traditionally strong. What are you guys thinking on the Mountain Seven? Carson, what do you think? Is it West? Is it Pisgah? Is it Tuscola?
What about Brevard?
Brevard's not in that conference.
Oh, they're not in that conference? Well, that tells you my knowledge.
They will not. I can guarantee you Brevard will not win the Mountain Seven.
Thanks, Mike.
So we've got two-way. Go through the Mountain Seven. You've got Pisgah, Tuscola, West, North, East, Franklin?
Franklin, Smoky Mountain.
Franklin, Smoky. That's the seven, right?
Yeah. That's a seven of the Mountain Seven.
That's math.
I'm going to go with West Henderson keeps their winning ways.
That's what I'm saying.
The West Henderson keeps their winning ways. They got good experience with Cade last year. He played in some very, very big games after Jude got hurt. I just think that it's sort of like what we've talked about with Reynolds. Like when you just win and you just like expect to win, when you have confidence, it's like Reynolds might not have the defense, but West, they're losing a couple key players, but everybody else has seen those kids work. They watched, was it Dimsdale, the running back? They watched him have success. They watched Truett have success. They've got a quarterback coming back. I mean, they've got key pieces that obviously the ACT thinks are going to be key pieces. I think West wins that conference. I think Pisgah's in second place. And then I'm going to go with Tuscola in three spot. And then you can go with Smoky Mountain, Franklin. I just don't know a lot about this.
Well, the last four, I mean, it's a toss-up.
I have no idea. I think the first three is really the only ones that you can.
It's a struggle for East. I think they finish, unfortunately, I think they finish last.
Yeah.
I agree.
But then, so Pisgah. I think Pisgah's the team. They're bringing their quarterback back. They got some key pieces back. They made the playoffs. They made a decent run. I think it's Pisgah.
Pisgah West will be obviously a game.
Pisgah West will be a great game. Tuscola, I think they're a distant third. And then you got, Franklin, Smoky Mountain, new coaches up there.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Last week I said Pisgah. Or last show I said West. I'm leaning a little more toward Pisgah right now. I don't know.
Just because of the...
Because the returning quarterback. Look, listen, the key piece for any offense is your quarterback. Your captain on the field. Pisgah's returning theirs. He's a good quarterback. He makes good decisions.
So what do you have, though, with Cade last year, splitting time the first few games until the injury? It's like, so he's had a full offseason now where it's like there's no competition. I mean, sure. Cade is the guy. Been able to do all the workouts.
Here's the problem. When you lose a generational player,
yeah,
it's hard to replace him. We talked to Wes Henderson's coach, and he said, listen, when we need a play, what do? We call number 12. We throw it to Truitt. We give it to Truitt.
Yeah.
That's not an option.
No, it's not.
It's the same thing at Tuscola. Jed West, fantastic quarterback for Tuscola. He's gone.
Yeah.
We watched him play. That night he rushed for a ton of yards. He threw for a ton of yards.
Put the team on his, yeah.
Yeah, he carried the entire team. He's gone. I think Tuscola and West both struggle because they've lost their top player from the year before.
Sort of like an identity.
They have to figure out who they are and how they move the ball and how they score points without that player.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a very fair point, which will be answered at some point. Into
now,
the season.
Now, as the season goes on, maybe they figure that out.
Yeah.
I think West has a very good chance of winning the conference. But right now, I'm going to switch from the last podcast. I think it's Pisgah.
Okay.
I'm going West, Pisgah, Tuscola, Smoky. Who knows about the other two? And I agree with the East. The East has been garbage for a while.
Unfortunately, they struggle out there.
Yeah.
North and East could battle. I don't know. We'll
yeah,
see.
Yeah, definitely.
Pat, what do you think?
I'm gonna have Tuscola in that distant third spot, like you said, for sure. And I am going to think West is going to get it. And I agree with your points about Pisgah. I think that's going to be a battle. But West, I know they lost a generational player, but they've been putting together a few seasons where they've got experience and know how to win, and it's in their blood and it's in their culture a little bit right now with those players coming up. I think that's going to be enough to get it done over Pisgah, but it's going to be a battle.
So the new Pisgah coach, Ricky?
Yes. A Pisgah guy.
Yes, yeah. Pisgah guy. How much pressure Pat's on him to come out? Like, what's the win total for him? Like, that it's like a great year, okay year, or like, why the hell did we hire him?
I think you have to have a fantastic year.
Yeah. They have high expectations.
You have to think there's high expectations. I mean, conference championship is the expectation, correct?
Yeah.
And I think if they finish second, I don't think that's a good year.
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, you have to win the conference and beat Tuscola.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's number one, right? If you're at Pisgah, you got to beat Tuscola.
Right.
I agree with y'all on the East thing. I think Franklin's going to finish in that sixth spot. I think North will be in the fifth spot. And Smoky Mountain in the fourth.
It'll be interesting. I think really one of the big crossovers between the conferences is Irwin and West are playing again, right?
Yes.
They're playing again. But I don't know if there's many other Tuscola play. Is it Tuscola plays Asheville?
Yes.
I believe Tuscola plays Asheville early. Yeah. But I don't know if there's many other crossovers between the conferences, unless I've not looked at them close enough.
So here's Pisgah's schedule. You tell me what you think. They're playing Brevard. That's a tough first
game.
That's a tough
game. Very tough opening game. Where's it at?
Brevard.
Yeah. Oof. That'll be tough.
That's a great
Hey, Ricky, welcome to it.
Wow.
Holy smokes.
Then they play.
This seat could get real hot real quick.
Yeah. Then they got Inca at home.
Okay.
That's a win. No
that's
problem.
A 50-bagger.
Then they're
50 burger, sorry.
Then they're at Hampton, Tennessee.
I don't know much about Hampton, like a country Tennessee. Music stars from there.
Do you want to hear the rest of the schedule?
Yeah, I was.
Okay. So then they play Hayesville at home. And then the conference starts. They got at Smoky Mountain, at Franklin. 10-11 is West Henderson at Pisgah. So West is at Pisgah.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh, that'll be a tough one.
Then next week, Tuscola at Pisgah. Then they're at East Henderson, and then they play North Henderson at home.
So really tough start, and then
right in the middle.
Right in the middle, it's tough. They've got a gauntlet. I mean, opening week is going to be here. It is, boys. We've got to be ready. Then they get a cut. Then they get a cakewalk with Inca. No idea about the Tennessee school. Then you've got
Hayesville.
Then West Henderson comes to town.
So West has got a little tougher non-conference schedule. They play Newton Conover at home, who's average. Then they got Hendersonville. That's a rival game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's always a big game.
Then they play Murphy.
Yeah, they're a great program.
Yep. Then they're at Irwin. Then they play North Henderson, at East. They play Smoky, at Pisgah, at Franklin, at Tuscola. So those first couple of games, I mean, that Irwin-West Henderson game, what do you guys think right there?
Oof.
That's going to be a good game.
I mean, I think I'm going to have to pick Irwin to win.
I would not be surprised if the Mountain Seven just beats up on each other. Like right. The conference champion will not go undefeated in the conference. That's my prediction.
If you remember last year, like Smoky Mountain, not a real big performer, but like they were some games.
They muddied up a lot of games.
Right.
We called them, I don't know what we called them, but they were the team that just like...
And West won the conference, no losses.
That's mm-hmm. true.
I think the conference championship, the conference champion loses at least one.
One conference game?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, wow. I think so. Now, in the MAC?
I don't think that...
Listen.
I think the conference champion in the Mountain Seven goes undefeated in the conference.
Really?
I do.
No. I don't think so. I think there's too much.
It's the overlap in the competition.
There's a
right?
lot of pride out there. There's a lot of hard nosed football. There's a lot of.
I just don't know if Pisgah gets by West. It's like I don't think Tuscola's getting Pisgah at Pisgah this year.
You never know, man. You never know. That's
the beauty of it. Yeah,
that's
for
a wild card for sure.
Yeah, and you've already brought. They got to be trading paint in these off conference games. There's the injury variable on this thing.
Oh yeah,
what we talk about.
Star player goes out, that changes a lot of things.
Listen, all these schools are one quarter. Every school we've talked about, one quarterback injury away from being 3 or 4 lost team.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you could argue that.
Well, I'm ready for it. When is the jamboree?
I don't know when the jamboree is.
You're supposed to tell us.
You're the Reynolds guy. Yeah, I can tell you that the first regular season week is 8/23. So we're, 25 days away from our first game at recording.
That's exciting.
And I'm ready for it. I'm ready.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I'm going to go. It's going to be good times.
We'll try and we'll come up with a list and a graphic will be created. We'll come up with our polls, what we think preseason. We'll see how wrong and how stupid we are postseason.
Well, there's no doubt we're wrong and stupid.
It'd be nice if we had a graphic. What if we came up with our top 6 games of the year?
I think we should do that as well.
Like, I would say TC Asheville, that's going to be a good game.
Reynolds East is going to be a good game.
Yes.
I think Reynolds first. You could pick any of their first couple that and like that. Should
How
be
about
a great
West
game.
Irwin?
I think West Irwin's gonna be a good game.
West Pisgah.
West Pisgah is gonna be a good game.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
What are you thinking, Lewis?
Well, it's the game I look forward to every year, Owen Madison.
Owen Madison,
big game, a lot of implications.
Here's the bad part: you guys won that game last year, but didn't make the playoffs.
Now it's Steven's senior year, though. That's going to be the difference.
It's Austin's
senior. Austin's senior.
Indeed.
So that's going to be the difference right there. Austin's going to open up a can, and it's just going to be on.
I love that. I love it.
It's going to be fun. I'm not looking forward to the end of it.
Now Steven's playing though, isn't he?
No, yeah. He's going to be some running back this year.
So they're both going to be on the field together.
The running back.
So you're not planning on missing any of the Owen football games, I'm assuming?
I haven't missed a game since they were like 4 and 5, so probably not.
Okay.
So the work trips will come to a screeching halt come...
I'll make sure I'm back in town.
Okay.
And when Paxton finally gets on the football field, we'll all go out there with our walkers.
Oh, I can tell you guys right now, Mike will have the Blackstone there.
Yes. And, dude, yes, I will.
And we won't care about getting in trouble. We won't be associated whatsoever.
No.
That's going to be some fantastic tailgate.
I'm interested to see if when Paxton gets on, because I want to be the dad that's like in the lawn chair, like in the outfield, or I want to be the dad that's like so far away from it. I want to see if I get as into the refs as Mike does.
That's a high bar.
If you've never been to a football game that Mike is at, he basically officiates the game from wherever he's sitting at, and it's remarkable. He's good at it.
Oh yeah,
I mean, he knows his stuff,
and he gets an administrator assigned to him at every game.
Especially if it's with New Jersey, right? Yeah.
Listen, a couple of those things are true. I have had an administrator assigned to me. He's a great guy. We're friends.
It's not holding. That's just pure domination.
That's, yeah. So I said that at the Reynolds game one time. That was for, what's his name?
He went to Wake Forest.
What's his name? Elemanus. C.J. Elemanus.
Yeah.
Guy just totally dominated. He's offensive tackle. That's totally not holding. No. It's not holding. That's total domination. I said
that. It's just, it's wild. Mike's voice on here is soothing, whatnot. It's another level. It carries, it reaches.
Not this year. Not this year. I'm bringing a chair and I'm sitting in the end zone as far away as I can get. And then.
Make a bet on that?
Over under half a game.
I guarantee he does sit down there, but we will still hear him.
No, not this year. I'm not doing it.
That's a lie, Mike.
You don't have it in you to not yell.
I'm not doing it. That's a lie.
I will cheer my team on. That's all I'm doing.
Mike.
Now, I did get to go to the racetrack with Mike, and Mike let me have the headsets that the spotters use so I could listen to him and the drivers talk and stuff. And he was unbelievably calm.
That's what he does.
Yeah. He was saying.
How he can calm down, how he can speak to a driver, it's like, who is that talking?
Yes.
I'm the driver.
I think next time Paxton doesn't sleep, I may just call Mike.
Yeah. Call me. Yes.
Paxton, listen.
Do you know his nickname for us?
No.
Smooth Jazz.
Ooh.
So occasionally I would announce Reynolds JV football games or youth league over the intercom. They call me Smooth Jazz.
Smooth Jazz.
So I had a masterpiece that went on the win. There's an invert. I had to keep my driver from running over the guy in front. We get out in front, and then immediately we're saving because it's a beach track, so the track's wore out. It's like, all right, I need you to save me a 10th right here. That's what I need you to do. That's where I need you to run. I need you to live right there in the 70s. That's how I talk to him.
Contrast that to the stands, Mike, against the official.
Not going to happen this year. Yeah. I'm not doing it.
That's a complete lie. We both know it.
Carson will come on and...
I'll definitely let everybody know because I'm bringing a lawn chair because that's where Mike said we're sitting.
I'm sitting in the end zone. I don't want to get upset. I just want to watch the game.
You're watching football. You yell at the TV in here.
I do yell at the TV.
You're 2,000 miles away.
I'm gonna watch, not yell, and then I'm gonna come home and watch it on the
huddle.
Well, we use Quick Cut.
Okay.
Same thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to come home and watch it and yell at the computer. But I'm not yelling at the officials. I'm not doing it.
Did your therapist help you come to this decision?
I don't have a therapist, but I don't want to. I know I'm embarrassing, right?
You don't embarrass me. I feed off you.
I'm loud and I'm obnoxious. But listen, here's the thing. I talked to an official not long. It was during baseball season, right? They were sending very... inexperienced officials to Christ School, right? They're always going to send the best ones to Reynolds. They're always going to. And they're going to spread them out. Well, we were getting like the bottom of the barrel.
Sure.
Well, with the bottom of the barrel, unfortunately, they're not very good.
Correct.
We need top-level officials at Christ School because we have top-level athletes.
Well, will you promise me something, Mike?
Yes.
The highest intensity you've ever brought. As soon as Luke graduates, will you come to a few Owen games? Steven's still there. We'll get you and Tasha next to each other.
That'd be awesome.
Anyway. So what do you got? What else you guys got? What else you want to talk about?
You have a fun question, Pat?
I don't know that I do have a fun question today. I'm so tired and worn out. My brain disconnected.
Pat, I spent all last week with 12 hours of sleep. You barely went without sleep for two nights.
But you got to remember, we're older than you. He's 20 years older than you.
I'm old.
As it gets older, it gets tough. When I was your age, I stayed up for a couple of days racing and partying. But I can't do. I'm not even close to doing that anymore.
No.
I umpire a game that gets out at 9:30. I'm like, oh, I'm so tired.
9:30.
So what is the? Here's a fun question. What is the longest period of time you've actually stayed awake?
Okay.
Oh, so I got that.
For me, we had a race in Lakeland, Florida. That's by tractor trailer. That's about 14 hours away. It's in the armpit of Florida, past Orlando in the middle. No beach or nothing. We went down there. We slept the night before, so we race. We're up the whole night. I come back. I'm up the whole night with the truck driver. We get back. My roommate Jeff is like, I got some people coming over for a pool party. I'm like, cool. We had a pool party. We grilled out. Of course, I grilled out. Had a good time. Stayed up. So I'm going to say probably 48 hours.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So mine's also 48. I worked 36 hours at CureFight trying to get this unit out the door, and then I had to drive it to New Jersey, which is a 12-hour drive. And then once I dropped it off so they could do this next test thing, I went to bed. 48 for me as well.
Carson's probably like a week.
No. I would say woke up one morning early, was in the airport all day, got back from the airport, turned my phone off airplane mode. Whitney had texted me, my water broke, meet me at the hospital.
Oof.
So go straight to the hospital from being in San Antonio for 4 days. And we checked in. We thought we were going to have a baby quickly. We ended up not having the baby quickly. Then a couple scares happened. And so we ended up having the baby the next night at 8:47. We took the baby back to the room.
The baby's Paxton, right?
The baby's Paxton.
Okay. I know you got several.
So that night, I'll never forget, I was so tired that I could not feed him a bottle. It was the craziest thing, which he ended up not wanting the bottle anyways because he came a little early, and so we ended up, he did a NICU. He was in the NICU for a week. So he didn't know how to feed himself, I guess, or he didn't know how to want food. I don't know.
I thought he was going straight off the tap.
So yeah, no, he didn't do that yet. So I would say from that morning to probably midnight the next night. So I don't know, 24 plus half a day. Pat's and that's like, all I had.
Pat, are you like 6 hours?
Feels like.
You're a napper though, Pat, right?
I am now. Once you get old, you will enjoy a nap too. I
think naps are great.
Yeah, they're fantastic. I love
pro nap guy here.
Mine would be 34 hours. College, sat down at the poker table in the fraternity house, did not get up for another 34 hours other than bathroom breaks. And I did quite well. So that's the other thing too.
How Pat paid for Brendan's college.
Yeah.
I did earn quite a good amount of money playing poker in college, but that's another story. Speaking of poker though, now that Brendan's gone and there's nobody in my basement, we need to get the poker game going.
Absolutely.
We haven't played in so long. We need to do that.
Just make sure we get the general back over with the reflective glasses.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that Lewis, was so much fun.
Lewis is propping him up like Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, I did do that.
Yes,
yeah.
You did.
We need a poker trip. We need a Harris trip.
Trip was amazing.
Oh, yes, it was.
Make sure we stop at the gas station.
The gas station that Chris will never forget.
No. Yeah. No one will forget.
Good time. Good time.
And I'm going to take a separate car.
It's the only time I've seen Pat drink at 7 in the morning.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
You took a tequila sunrise.
Tequila like sunrise the rest of us. From Patrick Cole Manor. Oh, my gosh. Well.
All right, guys. All right. We appreciate it. We've loved talking to you. And
we'll be back soon.
We'll be back soon.